Welcome to the Been There, Done That podcast with Angela Dunn Cartledge.
Hey there, it's Angela from Been There, Done That. If you're navigating the wild, unpredictable world of grief, I want to invite you to something special. It's called Messy Mornings, and it's our free weekly newsletter filled with real talk, gentle reminders, and support that actually meets you where you are. Each week, I'll send you stories, reflections, healing prompts straight to your inbox. No fluff, no pressure, just the space to release, feel, and heal. You don't have to do this alone. Head over to donethatpodcast.com and sign up for Messy Mornings. It's totally free, and it's made with you in mind. I've been there, and let's walk through this together.
Computer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Been There, Done That podcast. I'm your host, Angela Dunn Cartledge, and I am here with our wonderful guest, Courtney Stanfield. I can't wait to have this conversation. Courtney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I would love for you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you bring to the world, and then we'll start our conversation from there.
Sure. So I'm a veteran Canadian broadcaster, been in the TV industry, local news for upwards of 20 years now, recently took a little hiatus, stepped back to be at home with my three young children. And last year I had a dream that completely changed the direction of my life. I had a dream for an app that is now called Air Out and very much alive and existing. And I feel like the shepherd to bring it here and to help people with their mental wellness by green lighting self-expression in a really new and refreshing way.
I love it. And I really want to start there. It's such a fascinating app. Tell us a little bit how it works and how we help each other through it.
So the idea is what we don't say, we store in our bodies. And we know there has been countless research that shows that there are physical manifestations of that emotional weight being carried. But oftentimes with traditional social media, people will turn for outreach and they will sure get feedback, but a lot of the times it's going to be more negative. It's going to cause judgments and stress and shame. And really what we need is a space where we can just dump the tough thoughts, dump the tough feelings when they come up in real time, raw and real ways without judgment or shame. So Air Out is a space that exists for that very reason. There are no usernames. It is completely anonymous. We do not know where you are, how old you are, how much money you make, what you look like, which is such a refreshing change because we can actually remove this mask of having to look perfect and actually tell people how we're feeling, express what's going on without that fear of what they're going to think of us. And there are no likes and no comments. So you are free to say the things that cross your mind, the stuff that you wouldn't say out loud, but you know you're carrying around. That is what we want to release because once we let it go, it moves out of our bodies. We release that energy. It's no longer ours to carry and we can move on with a quieter mind, a more relaxed body and show up for our family and friends in different ways. In better ways than what we would if we were weighed down by these comparisons and judgments and shame. Really, we also need to separate from our thoughts and recognize that our thoughts happen and they're a reflection of our emotional states. So when we find ourselves in heightened emotional states, whether that be overstimulated, overwhelmed, maybe having a moment of grief, it hits you, you know, takes you out at the knees when you least expect it, whatever you are experiencing, your thoughts are going to be in correlation to that emotional state. And that is not a sign of you. Your quality of thoughts is not an indication of the quality of person you are. So with Air Out, when we have those moments, let's say motherhood, an example, you know, you're wildly overstimulated, the kids are screaming, the dog is barking, you're trying to make dinner, and you have this moment of, I never should have done this. I wish I didn't become a mom. And that's not going to be true maybe 10 minutes from now or tomorrow, but it's true in this moment. And because it's here, right now, we need to move that out of our bodies. Because if we hang on to that, we're going to start looking around at everyone else and comparing ourselves, thinking, oh, well, she seems to be having a better time. Why does motherhood come easier to her? Why is she happier than I am? And that's going to bring a heaviness and that's going to impact how we show up for our kids, for our friends, for our family, and for ourselves. So it's finally a space where we can be raw and real, and it's just for you, with you, by you. It is a tool for you, eliminating the external, eliminating the validation outside, just so you can move that energy.
What I love the most about it is, of course, the lack of judgment, the lack of comparison. There's no way to do any of that, whether you do it within yourself or from someone else. But I also love the concept of releasing, that by saying it out loud, I've always thought that the hardest thing to do is to speak that truth the first time. Once you've said it once, it becomes very easy then to move that through you and out into the world. But it also, what I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm not hearing you properly, is that the pattern will continue until you move the energy. So you will continue to see that negativity, or you will continue to say to yourself, I'm a terrible mother. In your example, you're not, and neither am I, but we're just going to use that as our example, right?
Yes.
And the idea that we are going to see that about ourselves because it is still within us. Am I thinking about that the right way? Is that the right way to hear that?
Absolutely. So your mind will hang on to anything that is not expressed, almost like a running to-do list, to be done, to plan, whatever it may be. And so until we are willing to express it, this is where the power of journaling comes in. We know the power of writing and self-expression. But in today's world, it is very hard to get that time and space to sit down and actually journal. And if you do it, you know, you wait for the end of the day, you've lived through so much of the day, you don't even realize what you've picked up on, some of the insecurities, the self-doubts, the vulnerabilities that have crept in. So this is on the go, almost like a modern Dear Diary moment, scream into a pillow, have that moment where you can just say it and you can use it 24/7. You can use it while you're looking your boss in the face, nodding along with a smile on. You can use it while you're sitting next to your spouse, while you're in line at the grocery store, whatever comes up, because that's how triggers work, right? They're unexpected. You don't know what causes them necessarily. You can't anticipate them, but they pop up and they will change your thought pattern. And if we're not willing to see that objectively, move it into a proper place, we will absolutely continue to carry that around and it will be in the back burner. And we have enough on the go in life to be carrying around thoughts that aren't ours. And that's another thing. Remember, we are not our thoughts. So just because you have a tough thought does not make you a bad person, because you are questioning your decision to become a mother in this moment of overstimulation does not mean you are not a good mother. And what you're experiencing now may not be true 10 minutes from now, and that is okay. But what is happening now needs to be expressed now so we can fully get rid of it and let it go.
I also see the benefit of being able to see other people's one thoughts, the moments that they are experiencing, because it also provides that community without the judgment and that comparison piece. Talk us through how you see it working, where someone would go in and say, I just want to know that I'm not alone in this.
I am so glad you said this, because this is one of the greatest pieces of feedback I receive from users, and that it makes them feel less alone. And there is this undercurrent of loneliness in today's world. And that is because we're not authentically connecting, because we are too scared to be raw and real, because we're too scared of what people are going to think about us or say about us. So when we express ourselves, it's just little tidbits here and there. It's rarely the whole honest truth. So when you have a space like Era, where that is the day it as is in the moment, you have this incredible community built, even though there is no interaction. So even though you cannot like or comment, which is such a refreshing change that you actually feel like you can release without worrying about what people are going to say in response to it. But then you can read the last 100 entries in every space. There are 6 spaces before they're gone forever. And a reminder, no username. So you have no idea who it's coming from or when or where. But you can see these inner thoughts, these confessions, these venting moments, these raw truths, and immediately feel less alone. So it's humanity at its finest and realest, because we're actually going to say the things that we build shame around. What's wrong with me? Why am I thinking this? Why do I think that way? Or why do I want to do this? Well, guess what? Other people want to too. Other people have those same weird thoughts.
And it gives safety and community at the same time, which is what we're talking about, but also the antithesis of what we get in the real world, that we do not give ourselves that permission and that space to be able to do that. So I love that there are spaces. Talk us through what those spaces look like and how broad or confined are they?
Sure. So there's moms, dads, not just for moms and dads, but anyone with a mom or dad. And teens are such a huge group. I feel it is vital to tap into that self-expression in a real way. So teens, yes, like the app is so available to you. Please bring your voice and, you know, talk about some of those challenges with your parents and with work and love and life and all the things you're going through. So moms and dads, work, which we know, very challenging. We've all had different jobs. We've all worked with different personalities, some better than others, and it can be very triggering. So that is where you can go and complain about Greg's stinky broccoli lunch, or, you know, Megan never putting her shoes away, or whatever it may be that makes you kind of nuts in the workplace. Love. That is for anyone that is going through dating tribulations, or someone that's been married for 30 years, whatever it may be. That is a place to talk about, you know, heart-related matters, and grief would fall into that category as well. Missing a loved one, really feeling like you are not seen or heard, or feeling like you don't have people, or loneliness. And we have venting. That's for the everyday occurrences. That's for, you know, the bad drivers, the people in the pickup line, whatever it may be, those moments of self-doubt and insecurity that creep in. Like, why do I always feel like a loser? Why do I second guess everything I say out loud? I think I sound like an idiot when I talk. And then brag, because we also want the good energy moving. So this is a place where you can go and say, wow, my butt looks good today. I am having a great hair day. I finally blocked my ex. I'm celebrating sobriety, weight loss, whatever it may be, because we don't really have a place where we can do that either. And now we can. So start moving the positive energy, start feeling good about yourself, and it becomes infectious. Then other people will chime in and they'll start owning what they're feeling good about, and what we focus on grows. So that's such a beautiful space to see people contribute in as well.
I love how the spaces are sort of separate, but can easily overlap each other. You can be in the love space and be talking about loving your work, or you can be in the, you know, you can be in the mom space and be talking about a hard relationship with your own mother, to your point. I love that while there are some guidelines, you know, some places that kind of keep you in your lane, you can take that your own way. You can make it yours and be able to expand that to your liking. I love that.
Yes, I truly believe there's no thought in the world that doesn't fit into one of those spaces. Everything can fit in there in some capacity.
My definition of grief is pretty broad, in that I think of anything that is an adjustment is grief. It has grief associated with it. So I was thinking through the six different spaces, thinking, yep. Yeah. You could put grief in any of those six and still, even in a brag, and really take that I got out of bed today for the first time since I lost my spouse, or whatever that looks like for you, that it is as small or as big as you want it to be, because you are the one bringing it to the table, and it is devoid of any challenge to it. You don't have to think about what another person is going to do. It is going to take a minute for those of us that have done this social media thing to get used to this concept, right? I mean, it's going to take a minute for us to go, wait a second.
Honestly, yes.
Talk us through that trust piece and building that trust that you have already done such wonderful work around.
This is a complete backwards way of looking at things. And I've done a lot of podcasts, and a few different hosts will push back continuously. Well, what is the point of posting anything if you're not going to receive comments, if you're not going to receive the validation? Exactly. We don't need the external validation. We need a space to move the energy. That's all we want to do. You know, in those tough moments, that's where, get it off your chest. You just need to say it. You just need to have that release. You actually don't need the other people. So we are trying to switch from here's, you know, my profile picture. This is what I look like. This is what I have going on in my life. Look how beautiful it is. And here's a little tidbit about how I'm feeling. So nice and safe and easy, censored so that no one thinks poorly of me, to completely ripping the curtain off that, becoming anonymous and becoming real. So this app is not for everybody. It's for people that already have an awareness of their thoughts, that are already on that self-healing journey, that want to do better, feel better daily, because it is. It's a tough concept to wrap your head around, that it's for you, by you. And I say the only way to really experience it, to understand it, is to try it. And it's going to be hard to open up at first. And I hear that from a lot of men, especially in the dad's group. Well, I don't know what to say. And you're so used to being closed off and keeping that inside. Start with something small. You have something to vent about, an everyday occurrence. And before you know it, it's almost like, you know, the popping like the lid off the kettle, like the steam comes out, and then you can start to say something here and then here and then here. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I have nothing to say. My brain is quiet. My body feels relaxed. And that's the goal, is to limit the noise. But to do that, we have to be willing to face our thoughts directly and honestly in a way that we haven't done before. So yes, it is very different.
Very different. I mean, as we continue to talk, I keep going over the same thoughts in my head. Maybe I need to get into the app to express them, but I keep going over the same thoughts in my head. Like, what in the world would I do with that? That is so brilliant and so life-giving that just the idea of it is so foreign. I'm sitting here like, oh, I think I could do that. And I think I could do that. And I think I could do that. Granted, you want it to be more in the moment presence and all of that stuff. I don't have to plan it.
But you could, really, honestly, if you're a planner and that's how your brain helps to stay organized and you want to make a list of all the things that you want to offload later, you do that. So it can be now or it can be later. But the whole point is to recognize it and to move it so you don't carry it. And I'm so glad that you're seeing the benefit of this, because even talking about it, like getting something off your chest or being able to say the thing that you've been carrying around, you feel it. That's how I know this works. Like, I'm not a therapist. I am not a licensed coach by any means. I am a human with a lived human experience that knows the release you feel from being able to say the thing you want to say truthfully and honestly in that moment. You can feel it. Even talking about it, you can feel your shoulders dropping. You can feel the peace coming in. And that is what we're after. Because if everybody feels just 1% better and they show up for their family and friends in just, you know, a slightly elevated way because they've stopped carrying around some of this nonsense, think of what that would do for the collective.
And 1% would be a giant impact. I mean, an absolutely giant impact. What I also love about this is that you're in Canada, I'm in the US, but this is a universal issue. This is not just a thing that is an English-speaking issue. This is a broad, worldwide kind of concept. And I really am excited about the idea that anybody can use this. Anybody can keep using this and make it part of their daily routine.
Anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that is kind of the fun part too. When you read a post, maybe something a little bit sassy or something, you know, maybe a little bit of like a confession, you're like, who are you? Where are you? I don't know who wrote this, but I'm like sending you some love. I'm sending you some joy. Like, someone posted that the guy at the coffee shop was so hot, it was making them feel nauseous. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I am sending you so many good vibes. Like, you smile, you go talk to them, like whatever it may be. And so it's amazing that we can be happy for people that we don't know and we will never know. And it's incredible to see your response to that as well. Some posts will make you cry because they're so relatable, and other ones will make you think because, wow, I hadn't considered that, make you feel less alone. Some will make you laugh, and it's beautiful because it's just people connecting on what makes us all human, and that is having a fairly unpredictable mind.
And that is, again, universal. It doesn't matter where we are or what that looks like. That's the beautiful thing about it. I really love the hot guy at the coffee shop. It's really awesome. Yeah. I think the thing that I where I want to go next is the concept of healing this way. So in your experience, but also in your managing the app, leading through this app, where do you see the opportunities for us as humans to be able to heal in these ways?
Healing comes from expression. If you want healing and peace in your life, you have to be willing to say the things that you're experiencing. We aren't going to be healed, let's say in moments of grief and loss, by keeping it inside. That is just going to poison us from the outside in, and it will get heavier and bigger. We need to be able to move it out. The opposite of depression is expression. We know we need to have outlets. We need to say it. We need to connect in some fashion, whether it's directly or not. And so the healing comes from being able to say what you want to say. So I say often, like, when you learn to express yourself, which takes a little while to get the hang of, but when you do, that brings you closer to self-acceptance, accepting yourself and where you're at in your journey at any given point, whether it is a tough moment or a great moment or whatever it is. That's going to bring you closer to self-trust, because you can trust yourself to have these moments and to work through them and to separate from them. That's going to bring you closer to self-love, which is going to bring you closer to your intuition. And that is where our peace, our joy, our greatest talents lie. That is our goal, is to live in an energetic state where we are always in tune with our intuition. So we always have that comfort, that voice, that compass and guidance, but we can't get there when there is so much mental and emotional clutter. So this is a tool to start working through those steps, to start healing, to get to that place where we live in peace.
So brilliant. I can't express enough how totally, completely opposite this is. And I know you have said that already, but I mean, in my learning more about it during our conversation, how much we are going to undo the concept of performance, that we have to do something to get something back that helps us feel better. And I intentionally used the word helps, because only we can do that. We don't have the ability. Nobody else has the ability to help us feel better, except in just normal community. We are responsible for our own responses.
Yeah. If you're not willing to express, all you're doing is taking in from other people, taking in their opinions, their advice, their thoughts, their well wishes even, but that's not fixing it. What needs to come out is that voice. You need to express how you are feeling in this moment. It starts inside out, not outside in. We cannot keep taking in from the outside and expect to feel better. And that's why often with traditional social media, when you do post something and you get all the feedback, you feel worse, because it's that much more output coming into us when it's the exact opposite of what we need. We need a quiet space to go inside.
It's the weight of it, right? I'm thinking of it like the Princess and the Pea story, where there's all these mattresses with this tiny little pea on it, and she can still feel that pea. You know, that's the thing, is that we're just by adding layers of, I love your word, validation, external validation, that is so real and so real, so actual in what we're trying to achieve. But that we're trying to find that kernel of truth, that one little pea under all the layers of stuff. And the more we look for the layers of stuff, the less chance we have of finding that small kernel of truth. I love that.
Exactly. I love that. That is exactly it. The less layers, the easier we can get to the core. And that is what we need to do, is find the problem. The problem is the thought or the feeling that's making you feel not good right now, and moving it somewhere else, taking that pea and moving it onto the shelf, onto the counter, wherever it may be.
Or in the trash can. If it doesn't serve us, it needs to move out anyway. But that, you know, the kernel is the good thing. That's the truth piece. But the layers are the pieces, I'm saying, need to go away and get out of our way. And I agree with you that there would be gigantic movement in this world if we allowed ourselves to just express without that fear of judgment. What a beautiful thing you've started, friend.
And thank you. I really can't take credit. I truly feel like it came to me, like I said, in a dream. And I feel like I was just a shepherd to bring it to life. And I'm excited to watch it like everybody else, you know, see how it unfolds. So I by no means feel like it's mine, but I'm so proud to be a part of it. And I just want to say for the men as well, you know, we're living in this time where we encourage men to be more emotionally vulnerable and to open up, but it's really scary to be one of the first to actually do it. So when you have a space that's anonymous, that's when we can kind of dip our toe into vulnerability in a way we haven't before. And we have this silencing of men going on. And my husband has helped me realize, he's like, I don't feel like I have a voice when it comes to my wife, the mother of my children, and then my children. He's like, I feel like my needs come last. My job is to, you know, provide and then to not complain. And so men are not opening up. And now in this chat, it's been so refreshing to see men say, you know, at the end of a long day, they have no energy to see their kids. They don't want to see their kids and they hate themselves for it. Or to say that they wish they were a stay-at-home dad, or to be longing for children and feel like they don't have anywhere to talk to about that, to say, you know, their desire to become a father. And so there's so many different groups of people that conditionally have been not open up, not express themselves, to keep it all inside, that we are now seeing the huge decline of men's mental health. And if we have a space like this where we can start to open that door just a little bit and start to say how we're actually feeling, I think there's tremendous power in that.
And it's a trickle-down effect. It's not just this one human that gets that benefit. It's everyone, everyone they interact with, to your point, everyone that they interact with, even on the app, gets the benefit of that release of energy and that letting go of whatever was holding them back. It is so, it's just beautiful.
Thank you. I hope more people try it, get the feel. I mean, we've only been up and running for a few months. We are just a baby. We're the new kid in town, but we're on the Apple Store and Google Play. It's free to download, 30 days free to try, and then 99 cents a month after that, if you like it. And that just goes to maintenance and hosting fees. But I just hope people will try it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You don't have to tell anybody. You can make up a random email for the sake of signing up for the app if you want. We'll never ask your name or where you are. It's a random email and a verification code, and that is it. And you are in. And just start expressing. Just start saying the things.
Just get it out there, release, let go, and be able to do it on your terms. We're not asking for you to jump in and give us every single confession that you have ever, every single moment, at moment one on the app. I think that's a building up process. We build up, we're able to learn the process, practice this energy movement, practice the ability to speak, and be able then to move it clear, move it out, move it gone, move it in the trash can, move it to the dumpster, move it to the fire pit, whatever analogy you need. What a brilliant thing. I am so excited that I get to be part of the message, that I can make that part of the reason that people are listening, and that if this helps someone to heal, to your 1% point, that's all either of us are trying to do, is help one person. If we can help 100,000 people, brilliant. That's even more perfect. But I really, I can't imagine it not being beautiful. So I'm really excited for this. Tell us about it. Tell us, you just said that we could find it on the Apple Store. Tell us how we find it and how we find you.
Yes, Apple Store and Google Play for our Android friends. And you can head to airoutapp.com, the website, for more information. You can find the links there as well. That's where you can get in touch with me if you have any questions or you want to reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And it's as simple as that. It really is such a basic concept, and that's why it works. And I've also had people push back on me multiple times. Well, what's next? Well, where's the growth? Where's the change? I'm like, I actually feel wholeheartedly that this app exists the way it exists, and it's perfect for what it's designed to do. We don't need bells and whistles. We don't need to complicate things. We need to come back to the basics. We need to come the other way.
It can grow exponentially all by itself. It
exactly.
Doesn't have to be. It can hold as many people as it needs to hold. It can air out as and release as much as it needs to release all by itself. It doesn't need to be fancier. It doesn't need to be anything more than what it is.
And that's the beauty of this journey too, is I have no doubt it'll end up in the right hands of the right people at the right time that are ready to start thinking this way, that are ready to start expressing this way, that want to feel better. And I am just really excited. And I hope that people will download it and try it again. People love to read it. I hear that from people all the time. Oh, I love to read the comments and it's so much fun and it makes me feel so good. I'm like, but did you contribute? Well, no, I wouldn't feel comfortable. Well, why not? Because no one will ever know. And then friends will also ask me if I have some internal knowledge, like I can see where the posts are coming from. No, let me assure you, I do not have a tech background. Thank goodness there are people that do, that I have hired for this process. This is nowhere in life where I ever thought I would be, in one of those twists and turns. But no, there is no magic back room where I can see who you are. None of it. It's all anonymous. And it's just that simple. There are also safeguards and language filters in place, because I hear that as well. So common swear words, anything derogatory, homophobic, racist, that will be blocked. You'll be encouraged to use different language to try and keep the environment safe and accepting for all. And also self-harm triggers in place to reach out to the proper authorities and assistance in your area, as Air Out is not a tool to assist in self-harm. So there is a trigger for that, to seek the proper resources, just to make sure that people are using it the way that it is intended, which is for those tough moments. And if it is something that is a bit more serious, then to seek proper help.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I'm so thankful to know you. And I'm so thankful that we had this time today. I really encourage our audience to jump on the app. What could you lose? You're going to gain so much life and so much joy by releasing the things that no longer serve you. Let's do this together. For sure.
And when we talk about grief too, like, I just want to say, like, the little moments, like you pass a blue butterfly and that reminds you of a loved one and instantly you're thinking about them. That is a moment you can take in the app and say, saw a butterfly, thinking of you. You can use the app as if you're talking to those people as well. Or maybe, you know, you see a tree, or you smell a smell in the air and it takes you back to a moment or a memory. Share those, live those. You give more to that moment when you are willing to say it out loud. So don't think it has to be some huge confession. It's nothing like that. It is those little moments that just catch your attention, where you can pour that love into it, because that's what grief is, right? It's love with nowhere to go. And let's take some of that and let's honor that by moving it into a space like the app, thinking about you. I thought I smelt you today. I heard the birds chirping. I know you love them, whatever it was.
So great. There's so many millions of ways, as many people as there are. There are that many ways that this app could be used. It doesn't need to be changed, because we do that all by ourselves. We're going to do that just as human beings, making it work for us the best way we can. I love it. I can't wait to log in and get myself all set up. And I really hope that this brings more people to the idea of release and letting go.
Thank you. I love the work you're doing. I'm so honored to be here. I love our chats. I feel like we could talk for hours, especially when we start talking about our kids. But this has been a delight. Thank you.
Thank you.